This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The man charged in a Racine road rage stabbing Thursday will be in court this week. Police say 28-year-old Chad Norton is accused of stabbing another driver after an argument that started when one car cut off another. It happened on Thursday last week near 12th and Washington. Leaders from Racine and Kenosha counties met this weekend to talk about the region's future. The Bi-County Council of Governments meeting focused on housing, tourism, and attracting workers. Local officials and regional business groups got together at the meeting at Wingspread. Milwaukee Alderman Peter Bergelis is running for Congress in the 1st District, even though he lives in the 4th. The Democrat says rising costs and concerns about the country pushed him to challenge Republican Brian Stile. Stile's campaign says Bergelis has no business running in a district where he doesn't live. Police in Pleasant Prairie say a traffic stop turned into a dangerous chase Saturday. A driver was driving into oncoming traffic on Green Bay Road. Spike strips and a pit maneuver brought things to an end. Construction is underway near the Racine Zoo as part of upgrades to Lakeview Park. The city says a new playground is being installed as the first step in a long-term improvement plan. Wisconsin Democrats are criticizing a supporter and fundraiser over a social media post about assassinating President Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewery owner Kirk Bangstad. He runs a progressive political group and promoted a free beer idea tied to Trump's death. Party leaders have called the comments unacceptable. Forecasters say parts of Wisconsin could see severe storms later today, particularly in the southwest part of the state. Officials say it's unclear about how strong the storms will be or where they will hit the hardest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. Two seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first 3-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the 4th. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's two outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that past game, which I think we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain likely later today into tonight. We're talking the possibility of wind, hail, even a tornado or two, so be weather aware. Also, an inch or more, some places up to 2 inches of rain possible through tonight. High today, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.